Welcome to Super Short Story Time, lovers of literature and fans of fiction. I am Eduardo Solis, the composer and narrator of the super short story that you are about to hear. I was out of work and maybe just a teensy bit bitter when I wrote this story. While I would like to be hopeful that gatherings such as the one I am about to describe don't take place in real life, the callousness that the haves can show towards the have-nots at times makes me wonder. And so I present this rich recital that I call One-Upmanship. As was the custom, the executives met at their favorite bistro for lunch. The gathering was an exclusive affair. No secretaries, personal assistants, or, heaven forbid, workers were allowed. The high-powered business people even waited for the staff to leave before going around the table to discuss their latest accomplishments. After placing his cell phone into his jacket with a chuckle, a well-dressed man said, "Well, it looks like Ken is working late today. He sounded really upset when I told him, too." The woman sitting next to him placed a hand on his shoulder and scoffed. "Oh, come now. That's nothing, dearie. I made Matt stay in late and miss his son's basketball game last week." "You people aren't even trying," another woman laughed before reaching for some bread. "I made Susan work 60 hours a week for a month, and now she's separated from her husband."
"Remember Christopher?" said an older man as he took a sip of wine. "He had a heart attack over the weekend. Alexander?"
The final executive put down his cigar and lazily exhaled a puff of smoke into the air before speaking.
"Gibson's funeral is Tuesday."
The room filled with polite applause. The end. As someone once said, perhaps society is to blame. High society, that is. This has been Super Short Story Time. I am Eduardo Solis, and remember, dear listeners, money can't buy you a soul, but the pursuit of it can cost you one. For more wonderfully weird words, visit eduardosolis.com. Be good, take care, and God bless.